Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose. With your host, international psychic medium, Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry with his unique blend of psychic readings and insights alongside some amazing guests. Call now and be a part of the show with this respected Sky Television psychic. 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling from outside the USA, prefix 001 or simply register to the chat room. So now, please welcome your host, Jerry Humphries.
And a very warm welcome to Soul Purpose on this Wednesday, the 19th of December. Where's this year going? It's going to be Christmas next week. Yay! Too much food. I tell you what, I'm going to thoroughly enjoy myself. How is everybody? I hope you're all well from wherever it is you are listening and tuning in from. My name is Jerry Humphries, and I'm here with you through until 11 p.m. UK time. I do have a guest on the show, and I will introduce him very, very shortly. I hadn't really sort of planned any specific topic for discussion, but whilst I've been doing readings in my private practice over the last week, and since linking with all you lovely guys since last week, I've noticed that there's been a shift in what people seem to be looking at. Whereas about 2 weeks ago it was all what's happening by the end of this year, now we've rapidly shifted into what's coming in 2013. It's a 6 year next year. We're in a 5 year now, and we're in the 5 months as well, but the next year is a 6 year. This is coming into the year of the snake. The snake is a very powerful healing animal, but it's also one that talks of fire energy. It also relates to, like a snake, shedding the skin, leaving something from the past behind, growing into something new. It's a very nurturing time as well. It can also be a time for very, very powerful relationships. For me, the snake is all about that passion coming into life, whether it's on an emotional level, mental, physical, spiritual. And spiritually, yes, it's also a time when, and although there has been quite a bit of a spiritual shake-up and a lot of people are suddenly recognizing or sensing or feeling that maybe there's something they want to develop, maybe they want to see how they can develop themselves, it's also a time when this higher consciousness energy starts to really come in. And it's going to build, I feel, throughout the whole of next year. So this 6 year, what do you want it to hold for you, or what are you struggling with at the moment in looking into the new year for? Are you worried about 2013? Now, I don't want to project too far into next year because we've still got some of December to go. What have we got looking into the rest of this month? Well, 2 days' time, it's the 21st. Now, I am not buying into all the doom and gloom and everything else and Mayan prophecies, etc. However, the 21st... is the shortest day. So there's a shift in energy coming up on the 21st. We then build up to the full moon, which is on the 28th of December. Right at the tail end of this month and the tail end of this year, we have final closure to 2012, which is what the full moon is going to bring us. So is there anything perhaps that you want to bring closure to before the end of 2012? The other thing which I've also found in giving readings and guidance in my own private practice is that people are also looking at relationships quite a bit before the end of this year. And yes, it's a very emotive time, so with Christmas coming up or the holiday season coming up, there's a lot of people who are wanting to either reconnect with people, or maybe there's been still blocks or breaks with contact or communications in relationships. And I've also heard quite a bit of this coming through with my private readings. So maybe these are things that we can look at for you. Maybe there are just questions when you call into the show that you just want to ask about other things. If you want to get in touch, the number from inside the USA is 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, please prefix that number with 001. You can also join into the chat room, which is on blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. There's a Skype button there too. You can actually call us in on Skype if you wish to. And we'd love you to be a part of the show. So we've got, I do have a guest, and I will introduce him, honestly. I just waffle, you know me. But I say, it's your chance now, not just with myself here on the mic. Blah, 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 blah. Right, I'm sorry about that. My internet connection just suddenly decided it was going to have a hiccup. This is live radio. As I was saying, or with any of the other lovely hosts throughout the week who are also part of the Mike Spirit family, it's a good time now to get your calls in and to have a look at maybe the changes that you want to make or the insights that you need, things you don't understand that we may be able to give you some guidance and clarity with. Anyway, that's enough waffle from me. As I said, I do have a guest on the show this evening. I have worked with this gentleman before. He has been in the media here in the UK. He has appeared on TV here in the UK on Sky TV. He is known to all his friends and colleagues and clients as Psychic Malcolm. But it's my great pleasure to introduce to all of you Mr. Malcolm Smith. Malcolm, a very good evening to you. Is he there? Malcolm, are you there? He was there. I know he was there somewhere. I will keep talking. I'll get my producer to see if he can just message him to see what's going on. Malcolm is there, I promise. And I'll call him back in as soon as possible. So let's see what we can do here now. As I said, it is a time when 2012 is really coming to a rapid close. Not everybody likes to celebrate the holiday period, the Christmas period, but you may find that there are some people that are not looking forward to this. Are you one of those? If so, let us know. Ah, Malcolm's back with us. Yay, he's there. Right, I'm going to drum roll. Let's build him up again. Ladies and gentlemen, you will know him. A lot of people, you will know him as Psychic Malcolm. But this is Mr. Malcolm Smith. Malcolm, you're there. Hello. Ta-da. Is he there? No, he was there. He's not. I can't hear him. Okay. I'll tell you what we'll do. Mr. Producer, perhaps if we can just go to our first piece of music. We'll do that straight away. Then we'll see what's occurring with Malcolm. So, Ken, if you would be so kind, let's go to the first piece. Now, when I was looking to plan the music for tonight as well, I'm a bit of a kiddie from the 60s and 70s, me. But I thought I'd look at music which represented mind, body and soul, MBS, mind, body, soul, or mind, body, spirit. And when I was actually looking at the music, it didn't click to start off with how the music was fitting in with the MBS. You'll see as we go along. You had to bear with me on this one. You'll see. Okay, the first piece of music is by the Monkees. That's the M. See, Monkees, M. Listen to this, you'll enjoy it.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I got what
you get it pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not afraid. Her faith. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And if you go to Facebook, you'll see that there is an events page set up for that particular, the roadshow that's coming up in February, on the 22nd and 23rd of February next year at the Castle Hotel in Neath in Wales. There's also a Mike Spirit FM page, group page set up as well. So do take a look at that. You can ask to join the groups, and we hope that we will see as many of you in Neath as can get there. There will be other road shows. Keep listening to this show and other shows, and of course to Mr. Mike Davis himself. And all the information and details will come to you, and you'll hear them first here on the Mike Spirit Network. Now then, is this going to be third time lucky, he says. Oh, the joys of live radio, the joys of live media. I tell you what, it was just like this on the TV. I'm not going to give him a build-up anymore. Malcolm, are you there? Talk to me, Malcolm. Still can't hear him. I'm not sure if we've got a technical bit of a glitch at your end, Malcolm. I don't know whether you can hear me, but let me just see what this is. Let's just see what's going on here. You have to bear with me, people, because I'm just trying to find out if Malcolm's got his microphone live, because I can hear things ticking in the background, but I can't hear him. Malcolm, you need to talk to me. Unmute your microphone, or there's something not I can hear. Can't hear you, Malk.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Ah, there he is.
There we go.
Yay.
Wonders of technology.
And I've given you two big build-ups. Now, there's a little bit of feedback coming in off your speakers, I think, from your computer. But never mind, we'll bear with that for the moment. Mel, it's lovely to have you on Soul Purpose. Thank you very so much for agreeing to be on the show.
My pleasure, Jerry.
Now, for those who don't know you, like to tell people a little bit about you, how you came into this work, where you started, where it all started from for you?
Yeah, no problem. As I say, well, I suppose I came into it at quite a very young age, I suppose, really, because I suppose in the late 60s when I was starting growing up, and I suppose I was very much a lot of spiritual things started happen and going into church and all sorts of things and watching things change around my life and experiencing all sorts of things around the church when I used to ring the bells and all sorts of things and saw ghosts when I was 14 or 15. But, you know, there was a lot of things that I suppose I just took for granted as part of growing up. And then later in my life, things started to change. And probably about 34 years ago, I went to a spiritualist church and started as a medium, studied in a circle for 2.5 years, 3 years, learning my healing abilities and coming up through. And I had a beautiful woman from the Midlands, which is the heart of the UK, basically, took me under her wing for about 2.5 years. And she really just brought the best out of me. And I suppose, really, I just sat there for a long time and just worked with it on a weekly basis going along in my life. And nobody knew what I was doing for the rest of my life because I was doing like a normal job like everybody else does. And then, as again, something happened about 20 years ago where I just called back onto it, and then it really took a fantastic hold of my life. And I mean, I always did readings, I always did lots of things, but nobody never did what I used to do in the evenings or in my own time. But I've met some wonderful people from all around the world, and over the years, you know, give some people some beautiful readings. And I suppose, very much like you, Jerry, it becomes a way of life. And it's, you know, we always preach never to condemn and, you know, never to take sides and be very open. And I've always been that way. And I just enjoy helping people through their life's journey. And I suppose we've all been there. And that's the way I started. And really, I suppose in the last 20 years, 15 years, we've used tarot cards a lot more, crystal balls, crystal wands, all sorts of things which we use as tools to help us through, which people like to see us use nowadays, which we never use then, because being a medium, everything came through from a spirit, which it still does, because everything I touch or do, whatever is in my hand, whatever I use, whatever I give, still comes through from a spirit, because I work with my spirit guides daily, and like yourself, we meditate, we relax, and really learning how to control and learning how to switch ourselves on and off, and hopefully give people the best path and best visions around their life to hopefully they can make some changes. And it has been a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I love it every day. And I sometimes cry with people, I laugh with people, I smile with people, and it's just having that lovely feeling that that you get when you see people come back in a few months' time and say, you know, that was the best thing that ever happened or whatever. And it's just nice. And, you know, and I suppose that's what I like about it, because every day is so different. And whether I'm talking to people in America on Sky or whatever I'm doing it, whatever I talk, one-to-ones, whatever I do, it's just wonderful. And, you know, no two people are the same. We're all unique in this world, although people think we are. But, you know, we're all unique and we all do things differently. So that's me. That's Psychic Malcolm.
Do you find that over the years, that the tools that actually we're still a little bit of fear. I tell you what I'm going to do, Malcolm. I just need to have a quick message chat with the producer so that we can just clear up that little feedback that's going on. Oh, that's a bit better now. Have a little chat with the producer on the instant message board, if you would, just so we can clear up that little bit of it's not feedback. It's a repeat, like it's echoing off your. Say that again, Malcolm.
Echoing.
Was that you? Because it's not. Oh, it's not echoing now. What have you done? That's brilliant. Whatever you've done, it stopped it. Perfect.
Is that better?
Was good. That's good. That's a lot better, Malcolm. Thank you. It was brilliant. I was going to say, because we can we'll go through this. This is excellent. Do you find that, if you like, the tools of our trade have become too cluttered over the last few years? Because, as you say, people always really started out, I suppose, with the basics, like with runes or with tarot or maybe with pendulums. But nowadays there are thousands upon thousands of different types of cards and divination tools. Do you think it's getting a little bit overly complicated?
Personally, yes, because I think the average person, not decrying anybody, but sometimes, as you say, they use inspirational cards, oracle cards, tarot cards, and people think, you know, angel cards are the same as tarot cards and vice versa and all sorts of things, and it is misleading. And although we try to help people and say, look, you know, and I suppose people are searching themselves for answers, and I suppose they're a grub out of anything like a crystal or, but yes, I mean, yeah, going back to you, to your original question, I mean, when we first came into it, I mean, we sat there in a circle and we, you know, we had the energy coming from spirit and we were wide open with it. But now I suppose it's people use just different energy tools, whether they're, you know, Reiki specialists or whatever they all use. They're all trying, I suppose we're all trying to be unique in our own ways in lots of ways, Jerry, I suppose, aren't we?
That's very true. That's very true. Now, for people who might not have seen a picture of you or your website, the one picture of you that I'm looking at this moment is you holding a musical instrument, the guitar. Now, we were talking just before the show started that you used to be in a band. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, well, I suppose in the late 60s, probably the end of my 20s, when I was 21, 22, basically the same era as the Beatles and Jerry and the Pacemakers and all those, and I joined a group in the Midlands, which we used to be called the Martingales, which I was born in Stratford-on-Avon, where William Shakespeare was, and I lived in a small village just outside there, and I suppose basically we did all the circuits around the Midlands, and basically we did a lot of support acts, and as I say, Billy J. Cramer and all the people of the Liverpool and the Mersey Beats and Manchester area used to come around the Midlands. Then sometimes we would support them, or, you know, on stage or whatever, and it was a beautiful experience, and it was a beautiful way of life. And I suppose like today, with sound and music and energy, I mean, we use it a lot more now spiritually, with, you know, with tuning forks and spiritual things and music and the way of relaxation and meditation, and it's wonderful really. But yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed the late, as I say, 69 to, you know, 75. It was a wonderful. I still got the guitar, I still play it. I mean, the picture you're seeing was taken probably for an advertising campaign about 2 years ago. And it was, and I've still got the guitar, I still play it. It's still sat, well, it's not sat in this room, but the room at home where I read from home occasionally, one-to-ones, and do some work. Then it's still sat in the room there. I keep threatening to pick it up every Christmas and play Christmas carols live over Skype, but thank God nobody's took me up on it yet, so but who knows?
Right, what I'd like you to do then is go and get... No, I'm only joking.
Go and get me a guitar, I know.
I was going to say, if our governor, Mr. Mike Davies, is listening, I know that he's probably rehearsing madly at the moment for... he has a sing-off, a bit of a singing contest going on with another one of the hosts, Mr. Nick Humphreys. So I was just wondering, perhaps, you know, Mike Davies might want to come in and maybe you could accompany him and just give him that edge, you see, because I could just hear it. You play the guitar. Mike's, well, I'm saying singing, it's, bless him, it's, yeah, he's getting there. I don't think he quite made the X Factor, though, all the voice, bless him. But you never know, with some of the people on there, he might win it.
You never know, do you, you know?
Do you find that your music also influenced or influences your psychic work in any way, Malcolm?
Well, I would say 100%, to be fair to you, because there's two things I love in my therapeutic, trying to get my life around everything which we do today, and one's the outdoors and space and cleansing and being walking around fields and woods and beautiful nature, and the other one is listening to music and just purely relaxing. And you know, I think music is any type of music, whichever people like, you know, it's whatever they like. If it helps them relax and it helps them find themselves and that gives them that space, then hopefully it will give the benefit that sometimes we just get so hyped up with life that we tend to sit and forget about the basics, and like music and everything else we take for granted. But sometimes, as you say, when you sit there with the radio going in your car and you get the famous records from the 60s, 70s and 80s and 90s, and we all join in, but we don't do it enough, do we? But music,
music,
I think, is one of these things, and so much in meditation and part of people's development, whether they're doing yoga, any type of work, then I think music is probably one of the best things to give people that peace and tranquility, whether they're laying in the bath or whether they've got their headphones on or whether they're jogging or whatever they do in their life. I just feel it is a very, very good way to, you know, just wind your mind down and really just give yourself a few, you know, bit of peace and tranquility for the day sometimes.
Couldn't agree more. Now, I want to talk to you a lot more because I know you do a lot more besides, I mean, you're not just an incredibly gifted psychic and medium, but I know that you run psychic development workshops.
Yep.
I know that you run tarot reading workshops.
Yes.
You do something called Mystical Nights too, which are quite intriguing, so we'll come back and have a chat to those.
Yep.
About those in a little while. But obviously the aim of this of Soul Purpose is to help all you lovely listeners out there, all you guys out and girls out there, to have your readings, to have your insight, and if you'd like to be a part of Soul Purpose today, then the number you need is 760-283-4611. Malcolm and I will be sharing your calls as you come through. And I know there has been somebody waiting since the top of the show, Malcolm, so I'm going to bring them in now because I feel that
yep.
It would be nice. I'm going to throw you in the deep end. So I'm just going to say area code 561, I believe it is. Are you there, my lovely? So come and say hello. Area code 561, are you with us?
Hi.
This
is Missy. I was wondering if you could connect my dad to Spirit.
So your name was Missy?
Yes. I think I've called him before, but I'm
okay,
here with my
where
dad.
Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Well, I'm going to leave you, Missy, in the very capable hands of Psychic Malcolm. Malcolm, it's over to you.
Thanks, Jerry.
And enjoy your connection, Missy. Take it away, okay. Malcolm.
Hi, Missy. Are you okay?
Good.
Well, it's nice to see you, and thanks for joining the show this evening.
Hold on. Here's my dad. One second.
Okay. Hi. My name's Charlie.
Hello, Charlie.
I'd like to...
How can we help you this evening, Charlie? How can we help you?
I would like to connect with some deceased loved ones.
Yeah. Well, I've got a beautiful man around me at the moment, and whether that's your granddad or whatever, but there's a beautiful gentleman around you at the moment, which is coming very closely, and it's almost like he's showing me that between 3 and 4 o'clock in the early hours of the morning, that you're it's almost like he's showing me that you're asking yourself a lot of questions around your life at the moment, and I just feel now there's some beautiful changes going to come around, because at the moment he just feels like. 2012, it's almost like you've been blaming yourself for lots of things, which you really shouldn't. I mean, you've got a beautiful daughter, you've got a beautiful family around you at the moment, and I just feel that this spiritual time of the year is coming through so closely to you because, I just feel he had such a mystical way around his life, and I just feel he's such a wonderful guardian angel that watches over you, but sometimes he just shows me that you won't speak to him or you're afraid to let go of your emotions, and I suppose... That's one thing with most men, not being horrible, but most guys tend to think that, you know, it's a female thing when spirits are around them. But most men are very intuitive, and I just feel, but this guy is so, so closely around you. But he just shows me that at the moment, it's almost like I'm holding my shoulder. So whether at the moment you're really just bearing all the problems around life in 2012, but I just feel that he's coming to give you some wonderful opportunities, and I just feel 2013 is going to be so mystical for you, but he's going to give you two options, because at the moment it's almost like he's giving me a crystal ball which he's putting in my hand, but it's almost like at this moment in time you need to make some serious decisions, because it's almost like you're asking yourself a lot of questions, aren't you, at the moment?
Time to time we're going through a lot of issues that, you know, yes, I guess the answer would be yes.
Yeah, I just feel at this moment in time, it's almost like he's showing me that your cup is half empty instead of half full, and I just feel now that this it just comes with so much warmth, And I just feel this energy is so much around you at this moment in time. And I just feel whatever you want to do in 2013, whether you want to call him as a guardian angel or a spirit guide, whatever you want to work with, whichever way you look on the spiritual side, but trust me, he's walking side by side with you. But he's almost like telling me to tell you to take some blindfolds off, because you do, it's almost like you analyze everything so much around your life at the moment. And I just feel now he's just showing me that, you know, okay, for whatever, when he fell over and he had a problem in his life and he was taken away quite quickly, it's almost like he's always there for you and he always wants to be with you. And that's what's going to start changing around your life. And I just feel, I don't know, I just feel that there's a letter that's going to come to you. And he's showing me the 10th or the 15th of January, but there's a wonderful opportunity that's going to start moving into your life's circle now. But it's almost like he's telling me to take the blindfolds off, because you're missing some opportunities, but it's going to be so good for you, honestly. 2013, for you, your daughter is amazing. She's very much like your father, but there's this beautiful connection around you at this moment in time. And I just feel you have a wonderful hub, a wonderful family, and I just wish you a wonderful 2013 and a very, very inspirational Christmas and New Year, because it's going to be fascinating for you, seriously.
Well, I certainly appreciate it. I look forward to it.
Well, I just feel now, it's like I always say to most people, you know, it's time for change, and we can only, with our intuitiveness, it can only come from within ourselves. And I just feel now sometimes, you know, it's time probably just to say, right, okay, let's leave the past and let's go forward. And sometimes, you know, it takes a total stranger to tell you now, but I just feel 2013 is going to be so good for you. So I look forward to an update, but it's going to be quite, the more you say yes, the more you have fun, the more you smile, the more you're going to be happy. But there's a lot of things going to turn around for you in 2013.
Well, again, I look forward to it. I certainly appreciate it.
No problem. Your daughter is very gifted and very talented. That she should, I just feel she's being withheld herself at the moment, but give her a big hug, because she's an amazing, you have an amazing daughter there, seriously.
She is amazing.
She is amazing. She's a wonderful, she's a little star, because that's what they're showing me. That's what this man's showing me. She's a wonderful little star, so just enjoy.
I sure will. Okay. Well, happy holidays to you. Thank you very much.
And you have a wonderful 2013.
Thank you, sir.
Can I just say, before you go, before that lovely caller goes, I hope you can still listen to the show. There's just something, I was hoping you don't mind, Mark. I just want to tack on something to that.
No.
I had this real strong sensation in my heart chakra coming through here. And I hope that gentleman's still listening. In fact, I would hope you might just quickly call back in again. Because what I was picking up, and I don't know whether you would agree with this, Malcolm, I feel that he was very much feeling the weight of the world on his shoulders. I could see change of direction needed, but what I felt was that he also needed to change his way of thinking about a particular problem. And I feel that this needs to have a little bit of clarity within himself. It had to come from him, because what you said was, you know, I'm just sitting here nodding in agreement. But I just felt Spirit saying that he just had to push himself a little bit, because I felt there was a little bit of complacency creeping in there. I don't know whether you'd agree with that.
Yeah, I do, and that's why I feel his daughter, it's almost like his daughter came through, and it's almost like he hadn't got the courage to do it, because I suppose, but, and his daughter, I feel, is going to give him so much inspiration. But I just feel, yes, very much, he's going through a soul certain change of his life, and as I say, his daughter will take him through it, and, you know, yeah, lovely guy, lovely family, lovely people.
Excellent. Okay, well, we have another caller waiting to come in. This is area code 619, I believe it is. Area code 619, are you there?
Hi, I'm here, yes.
Oh, hello. And what's your name, lovely?
Ashley.
Hello, Ashley. And whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Wonderful. Thank you, Ashley. Now, did you have a particular question that you wanted to ask, Ashley, or what was your purpose for being on Soul Purpose?
My purpose is, well, I would love to have a message from deceased loved ones or from spirit.
Okay, so there's nothing particular that you wanted to focus on. Okay, that's interesting. All right, okay, let me have a look for you. Okay, what I'm getting around you, Ashley, at the moment is that I want to say that there needs to be several changes of direction on an earth level around you. I'm picking up somewhere, I don't know if it's directly linking with you or somebody close to you, but I'm getting an emotional block. And where's the emotional block? Why do I feel emotional block? I'm picking up a bit of sadness here, Ashley.
Well, I'm pretty sad right now because I have lost a loved one recently.
Okay.
Do you think it's that? Or?
It would be, yes, because if there's, to me, it just felt like, first of all, I feel that somebody who had passed over, and I'm not going to say who this is at the moment, I need them to step forward a little bit. The energy's not that strong immediately with me, but it feels to me like it was quick. I want to. It's like I'm snapping my fingers. It's like they were there 1 minute and gone the next.
Well, I mean, I don't. This is an anticipated passing.
Okay. Try not to give. I'd rather you did just a yes or no would help me, my lovely, because I don't want to feed off anything that you give me. Because what I've got. First of all, I'm having a bit of a struggle catching my breath, so this person definitely had some issue with breathing towards the end. It was very shallow, and that's, can you link with that first, please?
I'm not sure.
This may not be, you have to also understand, love, this may not be the person who you're hoping to link with. See, spirit will often... Spirit will often come through who you may not be expecting to get in touch with, and they will bring through the loved one who you're hoping to connect with, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because, unfortunately, this is not an on-demand service with Spirit. They will only come through as and when they can. But there's certainly somebody here who I've got female, I've got somebody who, as I said, at the end it was quick, the transition was quick. This is somebody who was very grounded and down to earth, somebody who didn't mind speaking out if they felt an injustice was being done. They fought for the underdog, and they weren't afraid of confrontation, as in they would always speak their mind. And this is a lady. Can you link with this so far?
I think so. I think I know who that might be.
Good, 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 good. Who's Janet? Who's Jan or Janet around you, please?
I don't know a Janet.
Can you just take the name? It's either Jan or I heard of Jan or Janet. It's this Jane name. It could have been a Jane with a T on the end, but it's a Jan sounding name. If you can just hold on to the name, I'd be very grateful. There's a link here. There's a link here with this person in spirit and that particular name. Okay, I want you some validations here, Spirit, as well, please. Who's just been doing some decorating? Who's been decorating? Got the paintbrush out.
My mom.
Your mum's just been doing some decorating.
Mhm.
Magic. Okay. Because this lady's been seeing the decorating going on, but what I'm picking up here is I'm also I'm seeing splashes of paint where splashes of paint shouldn't have gone to.
That sounds like my house.
It sounds like your house.
Sounds more like my house. Yeah.
Okay. As this.
Yeah, we did have that.
Okay. Who's Mary? Got a Mary.
I have a stepmother.
Sorry, you have a stepmother called Mary.
Mm-hmm.
This lady is also linking you with Mary. I got a very strong heart condition here too. Somebody recently, or not that far ago, passed with what they're saying to me is my heart stopped. Can you link with that? Somebody whose heart just stopped.
I think that could be my paternal grandfather.
Okay, because I definitely feel there's somebody coming through here. Heart suddenly stopped. I want to say this was a very much an outdoors person, not a person for being in. What liked the fresh air? Somebody really liked to go for walks, enjoyed the fresh air. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I didn't know him that well.
You didn't know? Okay. I'm still picking up this energy, as I said earlier on, this energy of sadness coming through here. So this is a very close link, the person who passed over. And I'm just going to say to Malcolm, Malcolm, if you're sensing anything here, Malcolm, you just jump in as well. Let's give this lady the two of us working.
Yeah, I mean,
are you picking anything up here, Malcolm?
But the first, I keep getting a spirit baby. I keep getting, as one passed, another one was born, and I just keep getting the birth of a child or birth of a baby, and a baby in spirit. So whether somebody passed as a relative passed over, there was a child very, very much born. So whether that's a call or whatever, but there's a very strong spiritual baby around me at the moment, which is working with her, and I just feel whether she can take the child or take a spirit baby, or the one which one was taken. But it's a lot of sadness around, because I just feel it totally upset somebody, and whether the caller can take that spirit child.
Can you take that, Ashley?
I can't really think of any. I mean, I don't know of any children or babies that have died recently.
But when we say spirit baby, it could be yourself, or it could be you. It could be your maternal mother. It could be, as I say, it's usually one that was taken away just before it was born, or whatever. I don't say it was born. I just feel that there's one which, because they work as a guardian angel for you, and I just keep getting children around at the moment, and it's quite strange, mm-hmm. really, because all the time you've been talking. Do you work with children yourself? There's a lot of children around your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yes, I do.
Because I just feel at this moment in time, I just feel it's, you know, I just feel now that you're asking yourself a lot of questions, and I just feel the spirit guides, like your Mary comes so closely around to you at the moment in your life, and a bit like Jerry's saying now, I just feel that spirit very much wants to come through with you, but I don't say you date spirit, because you don't date spirit, but I just feel at the moment that I feel that you're soul searching, asking yourself a lot of questions, and I just feel now that, you know, there's going to be something that's going to start giving you some sort of choices around your life, and whether Jerry can pick up. But I do feel the spirit guides are watching over you, but whether that's because you're a little bit... Do you actually 100% believe in spirit? Not being horrible, not being saying that you don't, but do you 100% believe in spirit?
I do. I'm continually trying to...
Do you work with spirit? Yeah.
I believe that I work with spirit when I'm working.
That's okay. It's okay, because I just feel that you have a wonderful, wonderful way with children. You have a wonderful nature with children, and I just feel, you know, whether it's the guardian angel, which keeps coming back around me, and I just feel now, like Jerry's saying, I do feel spirit is showing me that you're on the right path, and I just feel that they're just watching over you, and I always say, like Jerry says, sometimes spirit just give you that guidance, and I just feel now they're telling you to go forward, because it's quite inspirational. I don't know what Jerry picks up, but there's definitely the child there for you.
I'm totally agreeing with you, Malcolm. The thing is, Ashley, that I certainly, and I know Malcolm's saying, we don't sit here and just try and pull things out of thin air, but... there is a reason sometimes, and I'm not just saying this, but there's a reason sometimes why we cannot connect directly with the person that you're hoping to connect with. If it's been a traumatic passing, or building up to the passing, it's been a bit traumatic. Even if it's fairly recent, sometimes we find that the energies of spirit, when they have just crossed over, can be quite strong. Then they can fade a little bit in our time for maybe a month or so. This is my experience, because mm-hmm. the spirit itself is having healing, and then it comes back again. So I have to say, and I'm holding both my hands up here, that I know that there is a real need for you at the moment to connect with somebody really special, but I'm only sensing the other members of the family coming through, and there's quite a family gathering here. It's like they all want to crowd round you and just bring you a lot of love and support, because they know that you've been going through a really tough time of it. So, you know, I have to say that, as I said, it's not always possible to make that instant direct link.
Oh, yes. I do understand that.
But, you know, what we always say to people is, and I know that any of the other hosts would agree with this, is that before that you go to a medium, no matter who it is, before you go, you should always, in your mind, ask that spirit energy to be there at the time, because then they will more than likely come through. There's definitely a block here for some reason, Ashley, and I'm not aware of what the block is, but my guides are actually just, they will stop spirit coming through if they don't feel it's appropriate for some reason. But I've certainly got this lovely gentleman still here around you. I've still got this lovely lady around you, and what they're saying to you is there something that you need to let go of, because I feel partially you're actually blocking the connection. So what is it you need to let go of?
I wonder if
emotional block with you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe people are emotionally blocked when they're in the mourning process still.
That is very true. That, I mean, obviously, but it's at that time when people are going through the grieving process that is when they are seeking most answers. And I feel that with you, even though I feel that you are somebody who is very gifted in this way as well, you could also stop the spirit energy from coming through. Are you a psychic?
Yes, she is, Jerry. Because I feel,
yeah,
she works. Works with spirits. She's a wonderful spiritual worker. And I honestly feel, I don't mean that she blocks us deliberately, but I just feel that, you know, she has a wonderful gift. And I suppose sometimes she's asking herself a lot of questions. And I don't say she's doubting her faith. I don't think she is, because spirit will work with us. And as you say, one day we can have one spirit guide, and the other day we can have 15. And sometimes spirit will sit with us, and sometimes spirit test us like they test, less like testing the person who's on the phone, you know, on the line to us. And I just feel now that, you know, she's got a wonderful path. And when I said originally, you know, was she working with spirit? Does she see spirit and feel spirit? I honestly feel she's, you know, she is very, very gifted, and fair play. And I just feel, you know, sometimes spirit will always pull back, and if feel that you're being tested, then, you know, it's don't doubt it. You have the gift, just go with it. And if you're waiting for a granddad or any specific spirit guide to come through with you, you know, perhaps you might just need that extra little bit of meditation to let them in, because sometimes, as Jerry said, we can block them occasionally, and we don't do it on purpose, but sometimes we just block spirit. It happens occasionally because they ground us for different reasons, don't they, Jerry?
The thing is, I totally agree with what Malcolm's saying there, Ashley, but the other thing is, of course, it may be that the spirit energy you want to connect with, it's not their purpose at the moment, or it wouldn't be for your higher purpose for them to come through at this moment.
Right.
And I know that mediums, and there are some, that I always look at people like Mr. Mike Davis, for example, Sarah May, Grant Collier, etc., because these are people who are natural mediums, and they could pull spirit out of a hat. However, it may just be for your higher purpose that this energy is just is waiting, and there will be a, if you like, the right time for them to come through. So I'm gonna leave that with you, Ashley, unless there's a direct question you wanted to ask of either myself or Malcolm. But my feeling is, my lovely, that as Malcolm said, you have got, in quotes, a gift. You have an ability. If you're not working with it, you should be. There is definitely something I feel on your life's path emotionally that still needs to be let go of on a human level. And maybe the next time we'd be able to connect a lot quicker for you. Would that be all right with you?
Absolutely, and that gives me a lot to think about, and you're right. I should probably meditate more and try and connect on my own, you know?
Sometimes we analyze a little bit too much in our life, and sometimes I'm always to say, sometimes there's time for thinking and sometimes there's time for doing. And I honestly feel at the moment, caller, I think 2013 could be so inspirational for you if you, you know, let spirit come through the way it wants to come through, because sometimes we can analyze it, and the more you analyze, the more you can, you know, don't want to accept it purposely, but sometimes it's sat in front of us and we just don't see it. And the city, it's very easy, and you do see it, you do feel it, and that's why the winds whisper, or you feel somebody's gone past you when you sat in the chair at night, or something's happening. And it's spirit, because I always say to people, they can't send you something through the Royal Mail or through the mail system. they can only give you a colour or a flash or inspiration, or something will happen. And I'm saying, you know, in my life when it happened, I used to say for about 2.5 years, you give me a sign and I'll believe it. And truthfully, in 30 years, I've never had a reading in 30 years. Although I teach, and I teach people how to do it. And I always say, if you give me a reading and I'll tell you whether you're right or wrong. I'll never tell them a lie, but I've never had a reading in over 30 years. Because I think I work with spirit, I enjoy it, I never doubt it. And it's probably like yourself sometimes, it's a little bit of self-confidence in believing in it sometimes, isn't it?
Absolutely. Ashley, anyway, lovely. I hope that's been okay for you. We'll leave it there. I just wish you just loads of peace and happiness and tranquility for the rest of 2012.
Christmas.
And have a wonderful Christmas, Ashley, and thank you ever so much for being a part of the show.
Yeah, thanks to you both. I have a lot to think about. That was a very interesting conversation.
Take
care.
You can always download and the podcast. If you go to mikespirit.fm, you can always re-listen to the show and your particular reading. But Ashley, bless you, and take care. Thank you for calling in. What a lovely lady. Lovely lady.
Beautiful.
Right, we're gonna go straight on to the next caller. Malcolm, we're gonna keep busy. I believe it's area code 215 we've got on the line. Next, area code 215. Are you there?
Yes I am.
And a very warm welcome to you. What's your name, love, and where are you calling from?
My name is Shirley and I'm calling from Philly.
Hello, Shirley from Philly. How can we help you this evening, Shirley?
Okay, I was wondering, can you tell me about the year 2013? Does it look good for me?
All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'll let my lovely guest, Mr. Psychic Malcolm, answer that. Malcolm, over to you.
Thank you very much indeed. Actually, I think from what I can feel, 2013 is going to be a year, and I suppose, like most people, I just feel that if you believe in the power of three and you believe in three numbers, three crystals, or three names, or three events, and honestly I just feel sometimes that 2012 you need to close it down, because spirit is showing me that there's been I don't mean darkness, but there's been a lot of sadness around you, and I just feel now whatever's happened in the past, I just want you to close it, because I have a wonderful guide around me showing me at the moment that they just want you now to start looking at what you want, because I just feel emotionally that there's been a lot of tears around the heart and emotions, and I just feel now new love, new beginning. But I seriously feel that everything from the past, whatever's happened, because I've got a wonderful lady, my rain spirit around me, coming through for you, and she's just all I get is beautiful smells of roses, and whether that's outdoor or whether you love nature or whether you love gardening or whatever, but symbolically. They just want you to go by water. Whether you work with water or whether you love water, some people love bathing in it because it makes them relax and it makes them feel a lot better. But I just feel now there is somebody symbolically. I'm going to give you the number 5, and I don't want to know how old you are in the loveliest possible way over the airs, but I just feel now, just think to yourself next time you give yourself a few minutes, just find out what happened 5 years ago. So what happened 5 years ago transformed and changed your life. And I feel that spirit's giving me that you have a wonderful karmic cycle, but every 5 years something doesn't always have to be sad, because there is also good life-changing changes. And I just feel that 2013, for the next 5 years to 2018, is going to give you some wonderful inspiration. But my throat's going, because emotionally I feel that everything you carry carries around your throat. And you know, whatever you're doing, whether you're going for interviews or talking or anything, that I feel that your chakra around your throat is giving me a lot of emotions around me. And that's why I feel now that, you know, leave the past, make 2013 your year, because I've got a lot of tears, but I've also got a lot of tears of happiness. But I just want you to have a totally fresh start. So I just want you to close all the boxes, anything from the past, put it in a box, put the lid on it, and just try to move on. But the spirit guide is wonderful. You have a wonderful lady around you, and there's a wonderful angel coming through to you, so just accept it, because I just feel it's, you are so magical, and I just feel you don't get enough water around you. So I don't know where you live, basically around the States, but I would love you to go a lot closer to water, because I do feel it will give you a lot of energy.
Oh, okay, then.
Whether that means anything to you, Jerry, can you pick up anything?
I'm going to be bold, Shirley. I'd like to know, Mel, if you wouldn't mind, what your date of birth is.
4/5/57.
Okay. I work with Native American numerology, and as I'm looking at your date of birth, you're on a progressive path, particularly anything to do with higher learning or taking yourself forwards to something new that's going to challenge your abilities. You're a person that thrives on peace. You don't like too much noise around you. I'd hope you'd agree with that bit.
Oh, I do agree, because I don't like the chaos.
Exactly. I also feel around you that sometimes you tend to put yourself in a box and you don't like to come out. And as Malcolm was saying, it's a time coming into 2013 for you, as you may have heard, and if you didn't, I'll say it again anyway, lovely, that 2013 is a number six year. And the number six year is all about you growing. It's all about you having the confidence, and you will have the confidence to blaze a trail in front of you. You can open new possibilities. There's new horizons in front of you. The seven energy in your date of birth is very much linking you with the fact that you love to show respect to other people, but it really saddens you when respect is not being shown, if that makes sense.
Yes, that does, yeah.
I'm also picking up with you that, as Malcolm said, there are challenges and things you need to challenge yourself with. I can see you heralding something really new, possibly late January, early February. There's an idea coming in that you need to push yourself into, because this number six year for you is about, taking a leap of faith. So there's an idea. This could be starting a new venture. It could be just maybe even just taking up a new hobby. Maybe it's learning a new skill. It may be even looking at how you could run a business or turn something into a more profitable gain for you. When this idea hits, and I'm pretty certain you've had these, even going back maybe over the last 12 months to 2 years, Shirley, and you've gone, no, I can't do that. And it's like you haven't got it's like you lose faith in yourself. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So when this idea comes through again, you have got to grab it in both hands, and then you've got to say to the universe around you, I'm going to do this, and I need some help and support. Because intuitively, you're very strong, but you don't use that intuition enough. You think too much, says my guide. And you do, don't you?
Yeah, I do think a lot.
So, because we're in the rest of December, and there's not much left of it, it's a 5 month. In other words, we will have had 5 Mondays, 5 Sundays, and 5 Saturdays. It's a 5 year. You still have a chance at the moment, lovely, to write on paper, put onto a wish list, if you want to call it a wish list, the things you do want to achieve in 2013. Did you want to? Who wants to move? I've just seen a house move, change of property.
I would. Well, my sister, she's looking for a place right now.
Right.
But I said to myself, if I ever hit the lottery, I would like to buy my own home and everything. But I do know my sister's looking for a place.
Right. Can you tell your sister? Is she listening in the background with you?
She's not with me at the moment now.
Okay. Well, can you tell your sister that that the property change, the power month in the new year for property change is April. I'm not saying it would take her 4 months to actually get to changing property, but she needs to be very much aware that that is the power month for it. So tell her, try not to be disappointed if the right property doesn't come up immediately. It will do in April.
Oh, okay then.
Somebody, and somebody wants to travel. I've got suddenly got this urge to travel. I've got itchy feet. I want to travel. I just want to. It's almost like I want to get into a car and just get onto the nearest highway or the nearest interstate and just keep going. Who's been wanting to run off or get away somewhere? Younger man around you?
Oh, I don't know.
Somebody wants to. Okay, if I can, I'll leave that bit with you, Shirley, because.
Okay, but it is a male.
I felt it was, or it may involve a younger man, but somebody's definitely getting itchy feet.
Okay.
Can you take the itchy feet bit?
I don't know.
Okay, just hold on to that, because maybe what spirit often do is bring validations in, but it'll come through later. Anyway, look, there's a lot for you, Shirley. I hope that's there's been some help for you. Is there anything more quickly you wanted to ask before we have to bring your reading to a close?
Is there any loved ones around me?
Always. Malcolm, are you picking anyone up, sensing anybody here with Shirley?
I've got a beautiful auntie that comes very, very closely around it, because I've got a lot of... It's almost like somebody used to take you under your wing, so whether it's either a great aunt or a very close auntie, but there's a wonderful auntie around you, and it's almost like she's showing me that she used to give you a lot of help and encouragement when you were very young, but she's coming very, very closely around you, and I shouldn't say it, but, well, I will do, but I feel there's very much an Irish connection around your family. I don't know whether you've managed to do your family tree or go back, but there is a wonderful Irish connection around you, and that's where I feel this lady's come from, and she's coming very strongly into you at the moment. So whether you're going to have time to ever do your genealogy, but just have a little look, because there is a lovely Irish connection coming around your family at this moment in time, but I feel it's more on your mother's side than your father's.
Oh, okay, then. Thank you.
So it'll be a wonderful present for you to have a go in next year, but there is a wonderful Irish connection for you, so... just have a little look at that, but she's a wonderful lady, wonderful, a lot of green around you. Symbolically, green means a lot to you, so there is a lot of emotions, like Jerry said, around your life at the moment.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your time and everything. You have a nice Christmas and New
and
Year.
You take care.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Shirley. Take care, my lovely. Have a lovely Christmas. Remember, you can re-listen to your reading by going to mikespirit.fm, and you can download the podcast. And enjoy, and thank you very much for your call. Right, Malcolm, we're going to go to the next piece of music so we can rest our vocal cords. So if you can just press the mute button on your microphone for me, that'd be brilliant.
Yep.
Cool. Now, as I said at the top of the show, I was looking at the music for Soul Purpose. I was looking at something for mind, something for body, something for spirit, MBS. Well, the first song was The Monkees. That's the M. This is really a bit of a romantic tune. This, it goes back in. As I said, very much a creature of a soul of the 70s. And I want to dedicate this first of all to everybody who's out there who is looking to have someone special in their life, or maybe already has someone special but hasn't found the words to say it yet, or maybe they just want to give somebody a gift of love, maybe. I'm going to dedicate this song to someone special. This is the Bee. This is Bread. Enjoy.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no and pour.
Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And you will be able to meet the host there at the Castle Hotel in Neath on the 22nd and 23rd of February next year. Do keep a listen out to... who's fallen off their chair? Is that you falling off your chair, Malcolm? You'll be able to hear all the information on all the shows throughout the week. You'll be able to find it as well on Facebook. There is, obviously, Mr. Mike Davis has his own Facebook page. There is an events page set up for the first roadshow. And there is also a group page set up for the roadshow as well. So do keep looking out on Facebook. Let's say tune in to any of the lovely shows here on the Mike Spirit FM network, and keep all the information at your fingertips. Malcolm, before we go to the next caller, you as well as being a teacher, you do teach psychic development. Tell me a little bit more about your Crystal Academy. What is the Crystal Academy? And there he was gone again. Malcolm, can you hear me? No, obviously he can't at the moment, so I don't know what's... got a bit of another ticker from... Okay, well, let's go straight into the next caller. Area code 901. Are you there? And welcome.
Lanice.
Hi, area code 901. Is that you?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. My name is Lanice. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear your name. Can you just say it again for me?
Lanice.
So whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Wonderful. And how can we help? Is there a particular area you wanted me to focus on? Or?
Yes, relationship. Do I have a sole purpose to have a mate in this lifetime?
Oh, that's a big question. And it's a very simple answer. Very simple answer. This could be a very, very short reading. Yes, next question, please.
It's always okay. Someone comes in and it's not, you know, and it's just short lived. And okay.
I feel at the moment there's still an emotional scar with you that has not healed. And I also get, at the moment of what I'm feeling is that there are still some unanswered questions with somebody from your past, and it's either that you haven't quite been able to let go and put the full stops to it, or they haven't. Does that make sense?
Well, maybe so, but I'm not sure. I had a marriage and I had a child with someone, so those were my two significant relationships, and I believe I've let go.
Well, okay. Spirit is saying that that in this this 5 months, and this month is a time of letting go. It's about emotional letting go. It's about being able to put the full stops in. I also feel for you, with you that there's an old saying, and I don't wish to sound like it. I'm not trivializing it. There is always a lid for every pot. And you have got such a huge amount of love in that heart of yours, because I'm just, it's making me feel quite emotional.
yeah,
and I'm definitely seeing with you that there are two avenues opening up here. Now, they both do actually come through in the first 2 to 3 months of next year. Now, the intriguing one that I'm picking up on happens around the end of February through into the first couple of weeks of March, and this is somebody from your past who steps in. There is unfinished business, and I feel that this needs to have the full stops put to it. This person has been away, or either they've been away travelling, or they moved out of state, or I get quite a distance here at the moment, as in I feel geographical distance. And at the time, I feel that within the relationship, it's almost as if you didn't really know why it was they left in the first place. They didn't really give you that many or any really concrete answers. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that.
So what I feel is that there is, as I said, and it's around the 20th. It's actually, I'm looking at the 22nd of March, and no later than that I'm being shown that this person steps back through, and it's an appropriate time for it to happen, because that is the time when the planet Mercury goes into its first retrograde of next year. And I feel that is when this person who, I suppose, has been away for a little while now is going to get back in touch with you. Now, there has been also, I feel, a lot of stress and worry with you, and I don't want to sound like I'm stating the obvious here, about finding that one special person that you can connect
yes.
with on a mind, body, and spirit level. And that anxiety, which is a natural emotional feeling to have, is also one that, in a way, my lovely, has just slightly prevented it from happening.
Okay.
So what I feel is going to be around you between now and the end of December is the angels around you are going to bring you a lot of healing energy. But what I'd like you to do between now and the end of December is each night before you go to sleep is to say to the angels in your mind, I just need to release whatever it is that's stopping me or blocking me from moving forwards. Please, can you bring me the healing that I need? And because it can be done in your sleep and dream time, your mind can't get in the way, because you've got a strong mind, and when you get to thinking something, nobody can shift you. You can be a stubborn person, I'm being told. But that's just between you and me. No, nobody else is listening. Don't worry about that. But I'm definitely feeling here that there is a growth emotionally here coming in for you. There is a relationship you will step into, and the number 8 is very strong with you. Even though it's a 6 year next year, the number 8 is very important around you. So 8 weeks, 8 months maximum. What I'm being shown is a link with someone. I feel this person could be either, and I'm not an astrologer, they're either an air sign or a water sign. So I feel that it's more likely to be the air sign energy, because I can sense a Gemini stepping in around you as well. Somebody who brings you a lot of balance as well, and this is also what you need. And you'll find that although this relationship will go gently to begin with, it's not going to be like an emotional tidal wave coming at you, because you couldn't handle that anyway, although you do wear your heart on your sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be able to, you are going to feel and very strongly that this person is going to be around you for some considerable time. They seem to have some connection with, they seem to have some connection with flying or aircraft, I'm also being told.
Okay.
So in some capacity within either their work or then they definitely are linking with aircraft in some description.
Okay, so you're saying there's two people coming in.
You're right. Now, then we go back to, yes, because you're quite right. Because then, because I was also seeing this past connection stepping back in with you, you're going to have a choice to make. Oh, my goodness, she says that's going to cause confusion. No, it's not. It won't cause confusion.
Okay. I'm going to have a choice to make.
Yep, I'm afraid life's full of them, and I tell you what,
it
does my head in when I have to make a choice.
nothing, and then now. I have a choice. I've had nothing, and now I'm going to have a choice.
Exactly.
Will it be a choice where one will be a higher, a better or higher level of selection for me?
I like the way you said that. Okay, the only way that I tell you, the way that you're going to know is by what your own feelings, your own sixth sense, feminine intuition, whatever you want to call it, you'll just know, because the person that I feel is the karmic connection coming in with you. You know, when we meet people, we often get that feeling. It's like, I know you, or where do I feel I've met you before? Have you ever had that?
Well, actually, there's someone here now who came in from the past, and it's kind of confusing, but we had this knowing in the beginning, and he came in pretty swiftly, and now he's kind of backing up. So, but he's from my past. We never had a relationship. We were just around each other and ran into each other, and it was like, boom, and then this big attraction thing. And I wasn't very attracted to begin with, and he seemed to be. And now, you know, I'm kind of wondering, is he the one, and getting into all of that, and now he's backing up.
Okay, well, he might even disappear temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. That's okay. I wouldn't worry if he disappears, because he'll be back, because he could be the connection that steps back in with a lot more positive energy around late February, March. Do you know what his birth sign is, or what his date of birth is, by any chance?
Yes, his birth date is March 2nd, 1962.
March 2nd, 62. Oh, that's an interesting date of birth as well. You see, he's also somebody that's really been... Sorry, my lovely?
Did you say it's your birthday?
No. I said he has a very interesting date of birth.
Okay.
Because he is a water sign. He's a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
So as a Pisces, and I did say that you could be linking with both a water or air sign.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's your water sign energy.
Okay.
I have because looking at his date of birth, he's also somebody who, well, I feel he likes to be an achiever. He doesn't like to sit still for too long. He gets emotionally fidgety, tends to be a little bit dogmatic over things at times, but that's all right. I mean, most men, I suppose, could be. And he can also have quite a good spiritual insight if he chose to use it, which he doesn't. He goes into head mode too much.
Mm-mm.
But I feel that there could, you know, as I said, it will be a matter of choice, but... that's your water sign. Now it'll be interesting to see what happens when the air sign steps in.
Okay, so he's going to be part of the choice?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Something funny, I had a compatibility reading with him, and the lady who did the reading felt like he is my soulmate, and he may be the one, you know. And we have this water trine and all this stuff connecting, and both of us have Aquarius and Saturn and Chiron and Pisces, and a lot of things are connecting. And she said he's very psychic. He has a lot of planets in Aquarius.
Right.
And he we were together, and he dozed off, and he woke up, and he said, "Who was the man that came up the stairs?" I said, "Nobody came in here." And he said, "A man came up the stairs because my apartment, when you come into the upper part of the apartment, you have to come up this stairway." And he said that this man came up and he gave me something. And, you know, that kind of stuck with me. I was like, what is he? Is he seeing somebody else coming in or what?
Wow.
But that was kind of unusual.
Something I just need to pick up on there, Mila. First of all, can I just ask what your date of birth is?
July 5th, 1963.
Now, the other thing is, I say this a lot to people. I want you to be very careful about this term soulmate.
Okay.
It's too widely used. It's too much, in my opinion. It's given out too freely, but it's also very much misunderstood. You can have more than one soulmate at any one time in your life.
Yes.
Soulmates will come and go.
Mm-hmm.
A friend can be a soulmate. A pet can be a soulmate. Your mum, your dad, your next-door neighbour, the guy who runs the grocery store can be a soulmate. What most human beings, most people try to find is that twin flame connection.
Yeah, that's what I really want. And
now, as I look at your dates of birth, with this particular guy, there's a 3 and a 4 connection there, okay, and then we have a break, and then there's a 1 connection there. You see, I feel that this could be a karmic connection. However, you have commonalities in your energies around you, and with the Native American energy I'm using to look at this, you could find a lot of peace together. I would only say to you in closing, because I'm going to have to move on in a moment this week, is that I'm not sure that he would offer you enough of a challenge, because I feel that somebody also needs to be around you who challenges you quite a bit, because you need that strength of character who not only to have a partner who stands beside you, but sometimes somebody who stands behind you and gives you a push.
Okay.
Now,
I can kind of sense that a little bit too.
Now, having said that, yes, you have a lot of wonderful energies connecting the two of you. All I would say is that at this moment, the only decision you need to make is not to make any decisions.
Okay.
Just enjoy, because as I'm was seeing this air sign person also stepping in, just have some fun. You know, if this person wants to wine and dine you, wants to bring you the flowers and the candy, whatever, yeah, let him do it. Wants to take you out to a nice restaurant, let him do it. Enjoy yourselves. But at the moment, I feel that there's no need to put this into the bracket of this could be the one. Just give it a little time yet and see how it grows.
Okay. But there's definitely someone else coming in.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay.
As sure as tomorrow is Thursday.
Oh, great. Is there any messages from me, from anyone from the other side?
I have to say at the moment, not that I'm... just 1 minute. So I do have to move on. Got some more callers waiting to come in, lovely. Somebody in spirit is just tapping their teeth, as if they had teeth, so it's symbolic. Who needs to go to the dentist, please? Who's due to go and have their teeth checked?
Maybe me.
Somebody needs to go and have their teeth checked. And I've got a lady linking here in spirit who's absolutely burst into fits of laughter because she's saying, well, at least I've got my own teeth now.
Oh,
so
really?
Well, that's that. was just this lovely lady. She was she gave me this lovely grin and she said, "Look, they're all mine too." As she didn't have any teeth before she passed over. Dear, oh dear.
Okay.
Because I get shown. But anyway, I'm going to have to leave it there, my sweet. And I hope that's been of some help for you.
That was very helpful. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And remember, you can always download the podcast from Mike Spirit FM and re-listen to the readings, anything there you want to go through again. And have a,
okay,
have a
can
listen.
I do it with Blog Talk Radio as well?
You can go to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. And yes, there are the shows are always on there as well that you can go back and listen to.
All right, I'll go back and listen. Thank you.
Bless you. And have a good Christmas.
You too. Bless you and thank you.
Bless
lot.
You.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, what a lovely lady. Now, Malcolm, are you back with me?
I am back with you, yes.
Yay. Right, I'm going to bring the next call. The time was already flying.
No, I can't believe
it was only about 35 minutes to the end of the show. So I want to bring in area code 313. Area code 313, are you there? Hello, area code 313.
Hello?
Hi, who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Dwight.
Hello, Dwight. Yeah. Well, we've spoken before.
Yeah.
Where about you calling from?
Detroit.
Yeah, I remember. Well, in that case, Dwight, I'm going to leave you in the very capable hands of my guest, Mr. Malcolm Smith, Psychic Malcolm. So, Dwight, meet Psychic Malcolm. Malcolm, it's over to you. Take it away.
Hi, Dwight. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
How are you, Dwight? Are you okay? So, what is your purpose tonight, Dwight, or this afternoon? What would you like me to ask Spirit, or what questions are you asking yourself today?
I don't know. Dwight, are you still there, my friend?
No, he's disappeared, hasn't he?
Yeah, Mr. P, I think have we lost Dwight? I think we might have lost him, unfortunately. I think we have. Bear with us a moment, Malcolm. Just checking.
Don't worry.
There he's back. Oh, he's back again. Dwight, you need to talk up, my friend, because we need to be able to hear your lovely voice.
It was my Bluetooth. I had to get off my Bluetooth.
Right, Malcolm, take it away.
Okay, Dwight, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Michael.
Can you speak up a little bit, Dwight, because you're very, very quiet.
Oh, I did want to touch on something about, can you help me out about my name? I was looking for a spiritual name, if that's possible.
What, a spiritual name for yourself, like one of your spirit guides, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, most spirit guides we tend to find when people do meditation and when people do visualization, we can usually take people down into a visualization state. I mean, most of your spirit guides, when you tend to think, go right back thousands of years through your DNA, and every one of those links will be linked right back to either native Indian or Egypt or the Western world or the Eastern world or any part of the world where time started from, basically. But I am giving a lot of Native Americans around you, and I'm getting a wonderful Indian with a wonderful headdress on, and it's almost like a what we used to call like a spirit doctor. So whether it was almost like somebody that did a lot of healing on that side. But I do feel, Dwight, you know, I'd love you to, if you can, you know, I mean, I know I do it occasionally, but, you know, I would love you if you can find somebody in the States that can either take you down into some sort of spiritual meditation or relaxation. But I honestly feel your spirit guides go right back into onto your side of, you know, your beautiful mountain ranges over there, and it's absolutely a fascinating opportunity for you. But I say I've got a squaw, but I've also got this beautiful Indian chief that comes very closely around you. But it's almost like I would normally say, for some unknown reason, I've got white face. So whether it's a native Indian, which has got white face, but I do feel that, you know, you are drawn to the Indian side of your life, onto that tight side of where you are, around the Rockies and all around there. And I do feel, you know, you can, like Jerry said, you can have more than one spirit guide, and there's a lot of energies around you, and you are very intuitive, and you do pick up on them. And some spirit guides can come through very, very quickly for you, but I honestly do feel if you can get some sort of visualization where somebody can take you down for 20 minutes, take you down into like what we call a semi-hypnosis state, then your spirit guides will come to you. And I'm a very strong believer that most spirit guides, the best way is to let them find you, because basically...
I seen them in my dream. My fault. I had to let that out. Oh, my God. I seen them in a dream.
Yeah, and that's wow. You know, that's it. You know, I mean, I've got one on the wall here, which was given to me many, many years ago, and it was, and he's with me every minute of the day, and he works with me, and they have some wonderful gifts, and everybody has different spirit guides. You can have living ones, you can have ones which are passed over, and on different times you're working in different questions, you can have a lot of opportunities, but you know, this spirit guide is very, very closely around you, honestly.
I just have to connect with meditation groups and stuff. I have to get on.
Yeah, I mean, if you can find some sort of psychic development, as we call them in the UK here, but if you can find some spiritual centres, I mean, there's lots around there, because I know lots of people over there in the States, and there's some around Baltimore and all sorts of places where you can, you know, where you can get it. And it would be a wonderful way for you to bring yourself into spirit, so you can start using some of those wonderful energies you've got. So perhaps in 2013 you should... See if you can find somewhere where you can get some grounding and get some, you know, even some yoga or meditation, anything like that will help you. But you're fantastic.
What state did you say? It's like, did you say Stacy's or
Baltimore? I mean, I know there's some beautiful states around this. You know, if you go into some of your magazines, then you can usually find that there's somewhere will help you. You know, do your sort of development, which way you want to go. You have a wonderful healing ability, and I do feel, you know, you do have a lot of peace in your mind, and you do, you know, I just feel that you know, it's almost like, I don't say witch doctor, but there's a lot of energy around you as a very good healer. So perhaps you should look at doing your healing side and taking different opportunities, because your spirit guides will come through to you. And it's usually in a dream state or an hypnosis state that most of your time your spirit guides will come through to you. And, you know, when you're relaxing and when you're going into a deep sleep or your dreams, write them down, and they will all form a picture for you. And, you know, I know you love the sight and you love the spiritual energy. You know, see if you can, over 2013, see if you can start developing it. And write down when you get these messages or you get to see things, because they will all, long-term, they will all find, you know, like dreams and interpretation of dreams, they will all find a pattern. So if you can write them down as much as you can, and if you can't remember them, they're not meant to be remembered, so don't worry. But, you know, there is a wonderful native Indian around you, and I've got white face. So whether it was called white face, which is unusual for an Indian, but that's what I've been shown, that helps you anyway.
White face. That was like some type of his name?
That would be his name, because it's usually a grey wolf, pale face, you know, dog's names or whatever. They are totally different names to what we use. Totally different. They're a totally different philosophy of life. Because they were native Indian. But you do go back a long way into the native Indian state. So, and assuming you're in the USA, try and do a little bit of, you know, bit of homework, and you'll be surprised what you can find out.
So most likely that's like my spirit family, huh?
That's your spirit. That's going back into time when you first started. So my spirit guides are showing me that's the way you go, right back over into the Rockies and over to that part of the USA. And, you know, it's a beautiful part. So sometimes if you can treat yourself a week or a couple of weeks off to go over there and go soul searching, you might get some of the answers, and you know, go back into the energy space, go back to where it started.
Okay, so you suggesting I travel, probably take a trip or some trips.
Yeah. I mean, if you get a vacation for a couple of weeks, then, you know, go to the Rockies or wherever you feel that you're drawn to, because you're amongst the energy, and the energy is with you in the USA. And as I say, there's only two parts of the world it usually originates all the way from. That's the Egyptian side over that side, and over into the native Indians, and it's a wonderful experience for you. And I just feel, you know, you would learn a lot from it, and it would give you a lot of peace of mind, and it'll probably answer a lot of the questions for you as well.
Most definitely.
Because you do love colors, you do love colors. You do love bright colors, because they show me some beautiful bright colors around you. You love energy colors. You love oranges, yellows, reds, greens. You love all the energy colors. So you know there is a lot of chakra work around you, and a lot of faith around you. So you know, just believe.
Yes, my chakras started to fully activate thanks to Jerry.
Yeah.
Yes, that's, and I've been told about this Indian, and even a dragon energy, right there, symbolic, a dragon.
Yeah.
But that Indian, I've seen him in, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, don't worry.
Yes, and I've seen him, that dream was, he demonstrated something really, wow. He saw it down in my friend's basement. I picked up it was a dream, and he floated down the stairs of my friend's basement. He was just whispering. I could hear him, but it was kind of like it was kind of like listening to a low frequency radio, I guess. But
yeah,
I could hear what he was saying in and out.
Yeah.
And he was talking about dreams.
Yeah, because sometimes when you write them down and you look back a couple of days later or a few hours later, you can understand why you were down in that basement. You can understand why you were there. And it's almost like you're asking yourself a lot of questions, and they were probably telling you to be quiet and all sorts of things. Because when things talk quietly, it's almost like telling you to tell your emotions to slow down. It's almost like as we're coming into Christmas, into 2013, it's time for you to reflect. And, you know, I'm going to wind it up now, but you know, you need to start looking at where you want to be in 2013 and just have a wonderful break and just give yourself some time. Give yourself some time for yourself. Have yourself some me time, as we call it in the UK, and really just give yourself some sense of purpose so you know where you're going in 2013 and make it worthwhile for you. You know, you're a wonderful guy. Just enjoy it. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Michael. Michael,
you're going to go to the Rockies, you know, write it in your diary sometime for next year, and if you get the time for a vacation and it comes your way, then it does. And if it doesn't, it's not meant for that year, but enjoy your life. Enjoy your spiritual path and your spiritual journey.
Yes, I would love to go to the Rockies, climb some mountains,
well,
try to climb it.
Have a wonderful 2013.
Thanks a lot.
You take care of yourself.
You too.
Take
Happy
care.
Happy holidays and New Year's.
And you take care. Bye for now.
That was brilliant, Malcolm. Dwight, yes, happy holidays to you, Dwight. I just want to say, if you're still listening, Dwight, that absolutely, I was just as chuffed as you were when Malcolm brought that energy through for you. It was absolutely incredible. Just to say, Dwight, I'm sure you're still listening, but I would like you to also look up anything around the legends in the tribes that lived in the Dakotas about the bear hunters, because I feel that might be relevant for you as well. And remember, Dwight, you can, and anybody else, you can download your podcast, you can listen to the readings again by going to all the W's, mikespirit.fm, and you can re-listen to this show, you can listen to any of the other shows that are on during the week. Now, we are going to be able to squeeze in at least one more caller. I'm hoping we might be able to get through actually a couple more. And I believe that the next lovely person waiting to come in is area code 951. So, area code 951, are you there? Hello, area code 951. I don't think we've got a connection with area code 951.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Suddenly
so glad
there was
a
voice out of the ether. I love you. What's your name, sweet, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California, and my name's Lori.
Hello, Lori.
Hello.
And
thank
how
you so
could...
much for taking me.
Oh, my
well,
pleasure. My love. Do you have a question or?
General Reed. I don't know. I'm thinking about my past dog a lot. His name's Chipper.
And he was too, wasn't he? Very chipper.
Yes.
Okay.
I love them.
Chipper. For some reason, being shown a bag of potato chips. I don't know why. I don't know whether Chipper was eating things he shouldn't have been eating. I know all dogs seem to get into things they shouldn't be eating. But why am I seeing a bag of potato chips? Well, who's got the passion for dipping into the potato chips when they shouldn't?
Well, no, actually, he was like my baby, I guess, my first one. Well, I loved all of my animals, but when he passed
Did he have a problem with his front? Okay, try not to tell me too much, Miss Sweet, because as a pet psychic and an animal communicator, I do have an animal energy here with me at the moment, and at the moment this is a very energetic little animal soul that I got bouncing up and down at my feet. But I also feel, and this may not be Chipper, but there's a pet or an animal around you that to me looks like that they had one point had a problem with their front paw, and it's the left one, not the right one. Keeps holding up the left leg. Was he not keen on having his nails clipped? Something about not liking nails clipped. Don't like my feet being touched.
Well, there is another dog around me that does.
Ah, right. Is that a dog? Okay, is that dog still here?
She's still here.
Was that dog spirit side?
No, she's here.
Right, because she's with you. Okay, because I was seeing that. I've got an animal in spirit with you that is not white. It's I want to say it's almost a biscuity colour, or it could be even a chocolatey sort of chocolate biscuit colour. Does that make sense to you?
He was a golden brown cocker spaniel.
Sort of a.
I feel like I abandoned him, and that's probably why.
No.
I heard of him, and. Because he got hit by a car, and I had him in a cage because I had to go to work. My father wouldn't allow him in the house.
Right.
And I went to work, and when I came home, he passed over. But I swear I saw him in my truck, and he was looking at me, and I took a double take, and he was gone.
Did he have a bit of a white bib on him? A little bit of a splash of white on his chest?
A little tiny. I think he
might little. Have. Little white. I've got a little white blob, a little white bib coming in here as well.
A little bit, maybe. Yeah, he was a cocker spaniel, like a golden brown.
Yeah, and that's it. Sort of chocolatey brown, but fussy. He was a bit fussy with his food. Who's the fussy one with the food? Is that the one you've got now, the white one? I got fussy eater. I'm being told fussy eater.
Had so many animals, my God.
Well, there's one around that's the fussy eater. Now, listen, I don't want it to sound like this is not offering you a platitude in any shape or form, but there's absolutely nothing that you could have done to prevent that little soul from crossing over. That was their purpose. And now that's a tough pill to swallow, I know, but. Everything happens for a reason, and I speak to so many people about animals and about pets, because we can get closer to our pets than we can do to other human beings. And they're with us for such a short time anyway, that when they're taken in what you feel is out of time, it's a double blow. But this little soul, my sweet... you know, you say you've had a lot of animals, and you're probably going to have quite a few more in your earth life, and they're all here for a purpose. Was this a rescue dog, by the way? Did you rescue this dog from some? Who's the rescue dog, please? I've got a rescue animal.
There was a Charlie that reminded me of him, a little Charlie dog.
Okay, that dog's around you at the moment, yes?
He's gone. Yeah.
He's crossed over as well.
He might be by now,
Riyadh, because I've got another little soul coming in here as the rescue animal. Okay. You have got a lot. You could open up a kennels.
Yes.
You've got so
many
animals.
I grew up on a farm.
You know,
so we have about seven dogs every time, all the time. And
the horses,
yes.
Yeah, I've got the horses coming in here. My goodness me.
Good.
So, I mean, to be honest, I could sit here all night and I could communicate with every single one of these animal souls. But the one that I've got the strongest link with is definitely, there's another one here that looks a little bit like a border collie or a collie cross.
Collie cross.
Yeah, so it's not the spaniel, because the spaniel's got long ears. This one's got shorter ears. And it's very much looking like a collie, either like a collie or a collie cross.
I'm in trouble. I don't
remember. Okay. Don't worry. Because this one is again, this is like the leader of the pack. This one's ahead of all the others.
A lot of German.
Do you still have photographs of Chipper?
Yeah.
You've got a picture
of Chipper.
I'm sure there's. You do. Okay. As I said, lovely, and I have to be aware of the time here, so I apologise if I'm going to have to keep this short.
No.
You have no need to feel any sort of guilt whatsoever. You give a lot of love and life to, and have, and keep, and you will keep doing so to a lot of animals that cross your path. And there are a lot more to come in yet, because you are going to be rescuing other animals later on in life. And I'm looking at you and seeing somebody who's who animals just are attracted to, because you have that aura about you which is almost as unconditional as an animal's is, whether it's a dog, a cat, a horse, a sheep, anything, a mountain lion, buffalo, bison, doesn't matter what it is. You are also a natural animal communicator, and you need to learn how to do it properly.
Okay.
I mean, you've heard of the horse whisperer and the dog whisperer, there's Caesar Millan and all those other lovely people out in the US who work with animals. You need to see if you can get on a course of how you can learn how to communicate with animals.
Okay.
Because
I'd like to do that, if I could find somewhere to go to do it.
Well, put it into your search engine on the internet, whether it's Google or any of the others, or Yahoo, or whichever one you use. Type in animal communication.
Mm-hmm.
And put your state in, if you want to put your state in as well, and then even the town or towns that are nearby, you will find somebody around you, and I guarantee it, because it's quite a popular thing at the moment, and you will find that somebody who teaches animal communication.
Okay, well, thank you.
If you get stuck, come back and let me know, because I'll find somebody. If you get stuck, come back to me and let me know, because I'll find somebody for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, my sweet. I hope that's been of some help.
Yes, it has. Thank you.
Bless you. All right, my love. Thank you very much for calling
you.
For Soul Purpose.
Good
trip. Oh, and you too. Yes, have a brilliant Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now, I do want to play this last song. Before the end of the show, we've had the M, which is the monkeys. We've had the B, which was bread. Now the S in MBS, which is mind, body, spirit. The S is Slade, and this is for the happy holidays. Enjoy this one. It's an old favourite.
Slay.
the one and only Mr. Noddy.
I'm Mike Davis.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Ken. I run the ad. What do I know? I don't know. Sorry about that, Ken. Do press the button again, mate. That's my fault. I shouldn't have talked over the advert.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship. And join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the Psychic Fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic. I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And as I was, this is incredible, Mr. Mike Davis, who I know is either listening or is probably going to suddenly appear, bless him. As I said, that was, of course, before the amazing Mr. Noddy Holder and Slade, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, everyone, because we are now rapidly heading towards the end of the show here on Soul Purpose.
And you are quite right there, Jerry. I'm always in the background.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. You made me jump.
Did I scare you?
Well, as long as you don't sing, then no, you won't scare me.
Well, you know, Jerry, Sunday is the day.
Do you know what? I'm going to be listening. I'm going to be rooting for you.
No, you're not going to be listening. You're going to be judging, Jerry.
Uh-oh. Right.
You are one of the whole team of Mike Spirit FM is going to be there judging.
Right.
We've got Sarah from America, Sarah Spiritual, is going to be there judging. We've got my fantastic guest who was on last week. She's going to be there judging. And we have a fantastic lady from Norway going to be judging as well.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. Well, I have to say that if you wanted to grease my palm so I tip the scales in your favour...
Well, you know, I am making PayPal payments as we speak the next few days.
Excellent. Mike, because we've only got 3 or 4 minutes left, just bear with me if you would, my friend, because I really just want to bring Malcolm back in. And Malcolm, first of all, I want to say thank you to you for all your wonderful insight that you've given to the people that have called in to Soul Purpose. Before we do have to go, and I know that we've got other callers on the line, so I must apologise to area code 720 and 901 for not being able to get around to you. Do remember you can do perhaps call in tomorrow. The lovely Sarah May is on tomorrow with her wonderful show as well, so to give Sarah a call or give Grant a call on Friday, give the Governor, Mr. Mike Davis, a call. But Malcolm, before you go, my friend, I'd just like people to know how they can get in touch with you. What's your website address? Where can people find Psychic Malcolm?
Well, firstly, can I thank you, Jerry, and also Mike, for allowing me to come onto this beautiful station you got over there in the States. It's my pleasure to come any time. And as I say, yes, you can always find me on www.psychicmalcolm.com or co.uk. And it's been a wonderful experience, and hopefully we'll have a lot more fun. And hopefully, if Mike agrees and you ever want me to come to Wales next year, I'd only be too pleased. But it's been a great... And as I say, my website will give you all the details of all the psychic development courses we do, crystal courses, all energy work, and anything to do with meditation. And if I can help the site and Jerry, it's been my pleasure. And it's been a long time since we worked together, well, a couple of years. And thanks very much for this wonderful opportunity. And I can wish you all a prosperous 2013 and a very inspirational Christmas. And I just hope everything, you know, goes the way we all like it.
Well, I was just going to. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure, Malcolm, and absolutely yes. We will We will speak off air and look at dates in the new year.
Yeah, because I can never
you're
help
more
you.
Than welcome to come back on again.
Only be too pleased.
Well, you could actually probably help on Sunday, because I don't know whether Mike can see that. He probably can see the picture of you holding the guitar. Mike, this gentleman is a musician, and he used to be in a band, and the band was called the Martingales, and he was around Mike at the time of the Beatles, and also, I mean, he's backed up some of the biggest band names you can possibly imagine. I was just wondering, Mike, would you like some musical accompaniment for your sing-off on Sunday?
Well, you know, Jerry, I'm thinking I've got it down to a fine art now. I'm doing quite well. But, you know, I would like as many tips, Malcolm, as you could throw at me, to be honest. You know, I'm not a singer. You know, I'm a medium and a bricklayer. So, yeah, if you've got any tips, Malcolm, it'd be quite nice.
No problem. Well, as I say, Noddy Older was just up the road from where I live anyway, so Noddy always brings a lot of happy memories. And if you do what Noddy does, just enjoy it and just ignore what people say, you know. And you have some, you know, you're an amazing guy, and just enjoy it. That's what life's all about, isn't it?
Well, you know, Malcolm, I've been practicing, and I really have. You know, I've taken this challenge that Nick has thrown to me very, very, very serious. And yeah, you know, I've been practicing, and I think I'm going to shock Jerry, actually, because Jerry heard me on the day where, you know, I didn't have a clue how to sing this particular song, but I think I'm going to surprise Jerry.
Well,
I look forward.
Even if I'm not on, I'll make sure that I'm listening on the site on Sunday, so I'll have a listen as well.
And then give us your feedback, Malcolm. Thank you very much.
I'll do that with pleasure. And thank you all very much for the opportunity.
Welcome.
It's been great working with you all.
Listen, guys, we're rapidly heading into the last minute of the show, so it just remains for me to say a huge thank you to all of you who have called into Soul Purpose. I will be back next Wednesday at the same time. I look forward to linking with you then. I have another special guest coming in on the Wednesday. Do please come in and listen to this incredible sing-off with Mr. Mike Davies and Mr. Nick Humphreys. It's going to be an absolute blast, and I tell you what, I'm going to hit the record button, because I can hear a single coming out of this. James Arthur, Move Over. X Factor, You Ain't Heard Nothing Yet. Wait till these two guys come on the air. And I just wish everybody a lot of love and light. I would look forward to speaking to you. Have a brilliant Christmas. And if there's anything that's troubling you, remember, you have got some fabulous shows coming up for the rest of this week. Call and speak to Sarah, to Grant, to Mike. And enjoy your holiday time. And I will see you all back here next Wednesday. Take care. God bless.
You have been listening to Soul Purpose on Mike Spirit FM with international psychic medium Jerry Humphreys. Join Jerry again next week at the same time, or you can connect directly to Jerry by going to his website. It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk or via Facebook. Thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose. Have a peaceful week ahead.